man, I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along, this is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to crawl blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the class you meet. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational track to see successful guests. Promote yourself, mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. Hi, it's me, Miss Blue, the Oracle. Now, as you know, we are about to dive into Planet Remix. And as we get ready to get into the cipher, I do want to let you know that it is Planet Remix, and a lot of times we cover adult content. So at this time, if you have anyone who's a minor, I would suggest that you put your headset on or get yourself in a place where you can enjoy your time on Planet Remix. But until then, put the babies out, do what you need to do so we can be responsible while knowing our magic. This show, this information, we dive into a lot of things that are adult content. And so therefore, if you are a minor, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. And I definitely want you to get your parent or your guardian's consent before diving into the remix. Well, enjoy. Enjoy the share. Yeah, and keep knowing your magic. We just got to be responsible while growing up on planet Earth.
What you want from me?
What you want from me?
Then try to buy your pretty heart with a price to hide. Baby, you got me like gold. You love enough fall apart.
Fall apart.
So you can put me together and throw me against the wall. Baby, you got me like I. Don't you stop loving me. Don't quit loving me. Just stop loving me. Oh,
and babe, I'm just fine with fire, just to get close to you and burn something, babe. And I'll run for miles just to get it stay. Must be love on the brain that's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it wants me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain, yeah. And it keeps cursing my name.
Cursing my name.
No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
Maybe you can love me, just love me, yeah. Just love me. All you need to do is love me, yeah.
Got me like ow.
I'm tired of being playing like a violin. What do I gotta do to get in your motherfucking heart? Baby, like I.
Don't you stop loving me.
Loving
don't quit loving me.
Loving
just stop loving me.
Loving me.
Ooh. am, babe. I'm fist fighting with fire just to get close to you. Could we burn some, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it wants me so good, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain. It keeps cursing my name.
Cursing my name.
No matter what I do, I'm no good without you, and I can't get enough. Must be love on the brain.
Stand greetings, Planet Remix. How we feeling, everybody? Welcome on in. Welcome on into Planet Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue the Oracle. And wow, peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome on in. Welcome to the cipher. Wow. I trust that we all are doing well. And I trust that you are doing well. Yeah, yeah. Welcome on in. I'm a little hype. I'm going to bring it down, but I am definitely a little hype. I don't know about you guys, yeah, welcome on in. We're going to get ready to get started in the cipher. The first thing I want to do, we're going to talk a little bit. It feels like it's been a minute, right? But first of all, I want to welcome you guys on in. Welcome you to Planet Remix. If this is your very first time listening, you know, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome on in, and we're so glad to have you. I do want to let you know the Blue Room is open, and I want to give you those cosmic direction so you can find your way on over. You're going to come on over to YouTube, and once you get to YouTube, you're going to type in Blue, B-L-U-E, and then Raz, R-A-S, and then Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, and then that is going to get you to the Blue Room. Now, once you get in the Blue Room, you're going to see Planet Remix is there. The Blue Room is always lit. And I do invite you, if this is your first time listening, or if you've been listening for a while and you haven't experienced the Blue Room, listen, you in for a treat, because it goes down in the Blue Room, right? And it's a great way to just connect with the whole soul family. Yeah. And then also tonight, because I will be taking your calls. That's right. I will be taking your calls. You know, this is one of my most requested readings and my most requested question. So we're going to cover that. We're going to address that tonight. And we're going to do it 2022 style. We're going to do it 2022 style, right? We're going to do this new world style. How many spirit guides do I have? Yeah. We're going to talk about it. And we're going to get down with it. We're going to we're going to kind of get up with it. We're going to talk about spirit guides and really just dive into this energy. Because right now, I know many of you can feel this energy of your spirit guides around. And then on the flip side, some of you may be feeling like you're all alone. So we're going to talk about spirit guides, talk about why they're here at this particular time. And then we're going to talk about your spirit guides, your personal spirit guides that are here with you. So we'll be talking about that. I want to give out the call-in number, 515-605-9794 is the number to call. And that is going to get you locked in to the remix. For our international listeners, you will need to dial the U.S. country code and then dial 515-605-9794, and then that's going to get you locked in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. What a time. What a time. What a time are we in, such as now. Yeah. I definitely want to move on to Shots Out, but also I just want to send love and light to all of our family, everyone, all of our family members, and send some special love and light out to Sister Manya and the whole family. As many of you know, her daughter passed away, and they will be doing her going home services celebration tomorrow. So we're sending lots of love to Sister Manya, Baby Nana, Tiwi, and the whole family, everyone, right? Sending them love and Ashe to our ancestors, all of them, you know, around the world, and, you know, sending special love. I don't know, like over the last couple of months or weeks, so many of you guys have been reaching out to us with loved ones and those close to you making their transition. And so we want to send them love and light, and also love and light to the family as well. Send some Ashes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Want to send some love out. Definitely want to do that. Yeah. So welcome on in. And welcome on in to our international listeners, too. I do want to give you a shout out. It's been a while, so I definitely want to give our international shouts out. Let's do this. If you are in the Blue Room, please make sure that you get those likes up so that we can let our soul family know that where we are, and they can find us. It also sends a message out to YouTube that this is content that can be helpful to others. And so let's get those likes up. For all of you in the blue room, and if you have not liked and subscribed, I want to invite you at this time to go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, shout out to our international family that's listening in tonight. Really just want to welcome you on in. Big shout out to listening live. It's going to be Canada is in the house, so greetings to Canada listening live. We have the Netherlands, who's here listening live. Welcome on into the Netherlands. Vietnam is here. Large listening family in Vietnam. Welcome on in. We also have the UK in the house. So shouts out to all of our family in the UK that's listening live. Japan is in the house. So we want to welcome Japan in listening live. We have Turkey in the house tonight. So welcome to Turkey listening in live. We also have the Philippines listening in, and I want to say welcome to all of our family in the Philippines. We also have Mexico listening in live. So welcome to all of our family in Mexico listening in live. Germany is here, along with Norway and the Netherlands listening live. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in. Saudi Arabia is listening live. We have Italy listening live, as well as Nigeria is in the house. So welcome, Nigeria, listening live. Denmark is here. Welcome, Denmark. So glad to have you here. I don't know if I said Thailand yet, but if I didn't, Thailand, I see some more. Thailand is listening, listening in. And we also have Jamaica in the house. Welcome, Jamaica, listening in. Ghana is here as well. Welcome, Ghana. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. Germany is listening live. Welcome in Germany. These are all of our international listeners. India is in the house. We also have Kenya listening in. Iran is here. Welcome on in. Kuwait is in the house. Welcome, Kuwait. Oh, wow. Trinidad and Tobago's in the house. So welcome to all of our international family that's listening in from all over the world, and all of you guys across the United States. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome on in. So glad to have you join us here live on Planet Remix. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So good. So good. So good. How's everybody feeling? How are you doing and how are you feeling? Yeah. How are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, it's so important that we check in with ourselves and check in with how we're doing and how we're feeling, right? Yeah. So glad to see you guys here. We're going to do some shots out. I'm going to kind of take my time. I'm really moving so fast on the inside. Let me tell you, I went and tried to dive in and kind of talk to some of the spirit guides ahead of time because I wanted to know some information. So I went to my team of spirit guides and I said, you know, I want to be able to bring this information and I want to upgrade it. I want to upgrade it because I know as we're upgrading and changing, you know, is there some changes? Is there some shifts when it comes to spirit guides and how you're operating with us? And oh my goodness, listen, I got pages of notes here. Oh, they got some stuff for you guys. They have some serious stuff for you guys that they want us to know. But before we get to that, of course, we're going to do some shots out, but I have a special announcement. And many of you may already know what this is. But before I get to that special announcement, I want to say this, like literally from my heart. I want to say thank you to you guys. Like literally, you've been going back to the YouTube channel. And me and Brother Bilal was just talking about this. And you guys have really been leaving some very powerful messages. Some very powerful messages and some powerful takeaways. And so many new listeners are saying, wow, they're going back and they know you guys by name. And they're saying the comments that you wrote really, really is helping them, you know. And it's also sort of that spark or sort of that light that really made them listen to the show. So I want to say thank you. Thank you all for putting out what you're taking away, your feelings, you know, what you're getting from Planet Remix and how it has assisted you and some of the things that you're doing in your life with the information and the tools and the things that you're learning. Like, that shit is so powerful and we love it and just truly thankful to all of you. So please keep those comments going. Please keep sharing your takeaways and please keep sharing, just sharing. If you know someone that can benefit from, you know, Planet Remix, we thank you all for passing it on. You know, to date, we are 8 million and climbing, right, of listeners all over the world. And we've been at this for a short little time, I guess, if we dropped it in the bucket of time, you know, well over 12 years of doing this, well over 13 years of doing Planet Remix. And I love it so much. We love the work so much, myself and Brother Bilal. And we're so grateful for each and every single one of you. We've watched you grown. You guys have seen us. We have shared so many things together. And we're still here doing this work together. And make no mistake, like, never question it. Never question yourself with it. It is making a difference in the world. It really is. You are making a difference. You are making a difference. So don't question that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So with that being said, we're going to give some shots out. But here I want to tell you about, we have a workshop that's coming up, Brother Bilal and myself. And I really want to invite you guys to come and to join us. And let me kind of say this. I want to talk about it. This is the heart and soul of the Proposition of Forgiveness workshop. This workshop is going to be 1.5 days. So we're going to do like a full day, and then we're going to do a half day. It'll be happening in March. In fact, on March the 26th and March the 27th. And even though we would prefer that you are live, you know, it will be recorded and you will be able to get the recording and also any all of the documents to go along with it. This workshop that we're going to be doing has everything to do with forgiveness and the heart. You know, there were some really, really deep things that we have been taking a look at of what's happening on the planet. And it's really, if you've been in a position where you don't know what you're doing, I don't want to say wrong, but where you're out of alignment, because things, you know you're doing the work, you know you're following through on things that you're doing, something that's just there that you're missing and you don't know what it is. We have the answers for you in this workshop. And I don't say that lightly. But we have the answers for you. And so this, we're going to be talking about forgiveness, and this is going to be heart work. But this workshop isn't for everyone. It isn't. It's not for everyone. And so there is a process if you want to attend this workshop. And you'll know if you hear the calling. You're going to send us an email question, question, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. And you can say you want to attend the Heart and Soul Workshop. And we will send you the first steps. And in that first step, it will outline what you need to do and really telling us about why you feel that at this time, this workshop is for you. Now, we're always doing heart work. And I know for me, coming back here on planet Earth, I came back in the school of love, like many of you, or we wouldn't all be connected with each other. And so at the core and the root of my work, it's all about love. I'm talking about deep soul love and that love of self. You guys know how I feel about that. And over these last couple of years, this is something that myself and Brother Bilal, we both have been diving very deep into and working with our guides, working with you guys, and really, really getting a good understanding of this. And some of the things that we have discovered, it has been life-changing. It's been life-changing for me. As you know how they say, it's as good as it gets? Oh, my goodness. Never settle for as good as it gets, because it can get better than you could ever imagine. And I am definitely proof of that. And we're going to be sharing a lot of those things in this workshop. And that's the reason it's not for everybody. If you're not really ready to come to that point, then this isn't your workshop. But if you're ready, if you are truly ready, then email question, question, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, and I will send you the first steps. And what will happen, give us a little bit of time. We are getting flooded with emails, and we are taking only a select group. We're not taking just the very large group this time because the nature of the work. But send it in and get the details. And follow up on the details. We're going to let you know those to go on to the next step. Yeah, yeah. Wow. So welcome on in. I'm so excited about the Heart and Soul Proposition of Forgiveness Workshop. I'm so excited for that. And welcome you guys on in. Let's get those likes up as well. I want to do this. I have to do this. I want to ring the bell for Self-Invested. And oh boy, just always amazing. Shouts out to everyone who is self-invested and the whole self-invested crew. We had our class on Wednesday night. Whoo, amazing. We did feng shui for health and feng shui for wealth. Such a powerful diving into lesson in self-invested. And then, of course, we're going to have our astrology class tomorrow. So that is going down. And so we'll be doing that as well. So shout out to all of our self-invested family out there. And then also, I want to give a big shout out to all the divine priestesses in the building who have been doing their work. My goodness, I think I've talked to maybe 8 priestesses this week. So to all the divine priestesses out there just putting in such amazing, very necessary and needed work in your personal lives and also assisting others, I send you so much love to all of these sisters. And many of them are here, so shouts out to Priestess Kalimar, Priestess Melanie in the building. I know I've seen some more. Priestess Erica is in the house. Priestess Donna Lee is here. Priestess Lisa is listening in. We have Priestess Cassidy listening in. Priestess Trin is in the building. Priestess Shakesha is here. Wow. And I know many more. Priestess Brandy, I know so many more of the Divine Priestess are listening in. Priestess Sister Manya, Baby Nainai, sending them love. Both of those Divine Priestess, sending them all of that love to all the Divine Priestess in the building. Yeah. And then I want to send love out to the Jupiter Money Kit. Oh my goodness, the Jupiter Money Kit has been doing its thing, and you guys have been sending in. Some of you are winning lottery monies. Some of you are buying houses. Some of you are using it for healing, and you just have some powerful, powerful testimonies with the Jupiter Money Kit. So sending love out to everyone with the Jupiter Money Kit and how you're working with that energy. We are constantly working with this energy. And yeah, it's very much alive on the planet. And don't forget, even if you may not have a Jupiter Money Kit, the way the Jupiter Money Kit works, not only do we put it in there for those of us who personally have the Jupiter Money Kit, but we also send the love out to everyone who is connected with Planet Remix. Mm-hmm. Now, if that's not a bonus for you, I don't know what is. It's just blessings upon blessings upon blessings for all of us sending extra love out, right? So that we need it, and we know that it is there. So want to send love out. And then also, let us not forget, we got to send love out to the Blue Room. Blue Room is always lit, you know? And so big shout out to Lola Falana. Lola Falana is in the house tonight. Tribal Serpent is here. Melanie is in the building. We have Brittany Vibes in the house. We have Shaletta in the house. Lena, Leanne is in the house. Welcome on in. Leanne, good to see you. In the Blue Room. Yeah. Kalimar, Priestess Kalimar is here. Welcome on in the Blue Room. So glad to see you. Legacy is in the house. Ninth Star Stars Sheen in the building. Welcome on in. Want to give a big shout out to Maddie in the house. Caleb in the house. Yeah. Isabel is in the house. Isabel J is in the house. Terry is in the building. Shouts out to Terry. Shouts out to Dr. Dina in the building, giving her love as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of Clubhouse family in the house. Welcome on in to Clubhouse. Always good to see you guys and have you here as well and have you guys join us. So we have well over 111 people in the Blue Room. So I just want to send love out to all of you, everyone, no matter where you're listening from, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and welcome you on in to Planet Remix. We got Brittany S. in the house. Katora is in the building. Welcome on in. So good to see you. So good to have you guys here and share your amazing, wonderful vibes with us. So good. Sunshine Bear. Oh, my goodness. Sunshine Bear is in the house. Sunshine Bear with that beautiful baby boy growing up every day. Every time I see the picture, I just smile. So amazing. The Gift is in the house, the Priestess, the Gift, and Kelly B is in the building. Truth Teller, hey, Truth Teller, is in the house. So good to see you as well. Yeah. Look at you and look at you and look at you. Look at you guys. welcome on in. How many spirit guides do I have? Oh, yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about. That's what we're going to be talking about right here live on Planet Remix. Shouts out to Brother Bilal. He's listening in as well, and family. Shouts out to Dr. Banks and the whole family holding it down on the East Coast. Shouts out, sending them so much love out there. And all of you out there listening in. Just so glad to have you guys listen in. We doing all right, right? We doing good, right? How we feeling? We good? We're going to hear some more vibes. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. I'm going to get some more vibes for us. I'm in one of those moods where I don't know if what I want to hear, y'all want to hear. So I'm trying not to be a little selfish tonight. I want to play something we all can really, really appreciate. Yeah. Yeah. And don't forget, by the way, all of you guys, you know that Mardi Gras is kicking off tonight. That's right, in New Orleans.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Oh, my goodness. So true. If nothing else moves you, life will. Say it with me. If nothing else moves you, life will. If nothing else moves you, life will. So we're going to listen to some vibes, and then we're going to talk. I'm going to talk for a little bit more, and then right after that, I'm going to get on the phone line. 515-605-9794 is the number to call. Press 1 once you get on the phone lines. I'm going to do my best to take as many calls possible tonight. Yeah. If you want to know how many spirit guides you have, this would be the time. This would be the time. Oh, yeah, Planet Remix. Hey! Oh, yeah! Ah! Ooh! Ah! Yeah! Come on now. Come on now. Oh. We're going to be talking about spirit guides tonight. Oh, yeah.
Bop, 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 bop
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. That was good. That was really, really good. And that was made for me. Nah, I'm just kidding. Not for me. But that was by No Choice, and it's called Bus. So just something for us to kind of open up our energy a little bit and kind of get us up out of our seats and or at least moving around. I've seen y'all over there. I've seen you over there. I've seen some of y'all over there moving. I've seen you. and it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, so now, here we go. We're going to be talking about spirit guides. And I want to kind of give you an update. Like I said, I've been talking with my guides and really, really asking them, you know, has anything changed? And I know we have some new people, so I will address this so we can make sure we're clear about when I say spirit guides, exactly who they are, what they are, and sort of how are they connected. Here's what I would love for you guys to do. We have well over 120 people in the blue room. You guys are still dancing? I want you to go ahead and make sure you hit that like button. Let's get those likes up. And then also make sure you subscribe. If you're having a good time now, just wait. Just wait. Hit that subscribe button and hit that notification bell so that you don't miss whenever we go live. Whenever we go live or whenever we update. And we got some supply. We got some stuff coming. And you definitely want to make sure you do that. So, yeah, let me kind of calm down so my energy don't get a little wonky here because it looks like it's telling me some stuff. Hopefully you guys can still hear me, but let's get those likes up. Yeah, if my energy too high, y'all over there bouncing around, you be done kicked us into a whole nother cosmos. We'll be in a whole nother cosmos trying to do the show from a whole nother galaxy, from a whole nother world. So we just going to come back to Earth. I'm calling you all to come back to Earth and so that we can do it. Yeah, so that we can keep this thing moving here. All right, so let's talk about spirit guides. Who are spirit guides? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So spirit guides, I want you to know, these are souls. These are souls who have lived on the planet. They have been in a physical body at least 99% of them. They have spent time on Earth. They know what it feels like to dance. They absolutely know what it feels like to drive a car, to pay bills. They know what it feels like to run, to jump, and to grow up on planet Earth. And so when it comes to understanding about the human experience, spirit guides know this, they feel this, and they understand this. Like this is a part of who they are. And they know it. They know this. So these are spirit guides. And so what happens when these souls make their transition? This is an assignment that they have agreed upon to take on, to say, you know, spirit guides are not going to be your grandmother, your grandfather. I don't see them that way. I see those as ancestors, people who have physically known us in our lives, who have been in our bloodline, our physical bloodline. I don't see those as spirit guides. I see those beings ancestors. Those are our ancestors. Spirit guides are typically going to be people who you don't know, and have never had contact, or I should say, conscious contact with. Mm-hmm. So, that you have had contact with. You understand that you have not had contact with, like, not consciously. So consciously, you would not know who the spirit guide is. Thank you. You won't know. But these are souls, and their main purpose of a spirit guide is to really let you know that you are not alone. You are not alone. And we have different levels of spirit guides. Thank you all. First level, just like you have gods and goddesses who are with you at the time of your birth, you have a spirit guide, which I call a soul guide. And that soul guide stays with you throughout your entire life. Wherever you go, they go. Some of you may remember my buddy, wherever I go, he go, my buddy. Y'all remember my buddy? Well, it's like a my buddy. Wherever you go, your spirit guide is right there with you. And they know all about you. They literally were at the table before you decided to come and embody in this lifetime, and they're looking at your life plan with you. They're just sitting there going, uh-huh. They're taking notes. They know everything about you. They are like your personal assistant that's with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then, when we're in different cycles in our lives, we have spirit guides who come along, sometimes 10, sometimes 5, sometimes 3, sometimes 1, sometimes 6. They come along to assist us. And their primarily focus is to help us with our self work and also to help us with what we're doing in this world, our life's work, our purpose, the things we're feeling called to do. That's what they're here for. Mm-hmm. So what they do is spirit guides are constantly here to really help us with insight. They send us signs. They kind of nudge you a little bit. They help you with your magic. And remember, magic is making a greater individual commitment. And they also can assist with miracles happening in your life, right? So me, I can see spirit guides. I can feel them. I can hear their messages. Just like many of you can too, as well. You guys can with the spirit lines, spirit guides. And they are here to help you with growing up on Earth. So now that we talked about some of the things that they're here for, I want to kind of pinpoint, because some of this has been upgraded, but it's even a little clearer so you can get this. Because there's certain things that must be in place for a spirit guide to get activated. Number one, you could have 12 spirit guides, but if you don't ask for help, they don't interfere, because they are not here to take over your free will. That's not their purpose. They're not here to take over your consciousness. They're not here. They're not here to take over your consciousness. And here's a misnomer that I really was talking with my guides, my spirit team and my guides to ask them about, because I get asked this question a lot, like, what does it mean? And I know what it meant, but I want to know now, did anything change? What does it mean when you say, I have one spirit guide, I have three spirit guides, I have 12 spirit guides, or I have 22 spirit guides, or I have 61 spirit guides? Like, what does the number significance mean? And that hasn't changed. That is a sign. But here's the thing. No, just like here on planet Earth, all is one. That is the number one sort of spiritual law of consciousness, is to understand that all is one. It works the same way with the spirit guides. All is one. It's the same. Are many angles of light, and they are giving you many different perspectives. Many different perspectives. And just like each one of us, we have things that we love, we have things that we're very good at, and we have things that we enjoy doing. And that's the same with spirit guides. They really are understanding the best of both worlds, because they still get to keep what they loved when they were in human form and really master that, as well as even their personal challenges that they came to Earth to experience or to move past from a particular past life. They get to assist you with it. So that's the reason sometimes that you're having so many different spirit guides. They are bringing different perspectives through insight, through magic, through signs, through symbols, through understanding. They're bringing their understanding. So, again, number one, and I want you guys to really just take note of this, you must ask for help. They're not going to interfere if you don't ask for help. You must have faith, because in order to work with spirit guides, you have to have faith. You absolutely must have faith in understanding this. This is sort of that trust and that knowing. We just covered this in self-invested. You must have faith. Guide is coming to assist you. They are always in high vibration, period. Period, Pooh. Never anything to hurt you or to harm you, and that is mentally, physically, or energetically. A spirit guide will never do that. So people often ask me, how do I know it's a spirit guide? Because the spirit guide is going to be in high vibration. And they will never tell you to do anything to hurt, harm yourself or others, mentally, physically, or energetically, to you or anything else. So when they're here, there is a separation between high vibration and low vibration. And that's how you're going to know. A spirit guide is not going to tell you to go slap your sister. That's not a spirit guide. They're not going to tell you that. And the reason for that is because they are helping us on the earth plane, this is a part of their creed. This is a part of what they agreed to do to coming here. But remember, this is also so key, because sometimes, you know, people say, okay, Miss Blue, I'm working with my spirit guides, and you're asking your spirit guides, so what do I need to do about this? Should I quit my job? You're asking your spirit guide. They are not here to live your life, and they are not here to take over your free will, period. They are here to assist you in your knowing. And in that knowing, what they hope that will happen, it will empower you to know that life is happening for you. And you are the star. You're the real star. And they are the support team to you. And you're creating your life. That's their ultimate goal, is to get you in touch with your higher knowing, your intuition, and to know your heart and to figure out who you are. That's their whole creed of assisting you. One of the things to also keep in mind is we know that there's many possibilities of things that can go on that are happening. Spirit guides are here to keep you present. I don't need spirit guides. I can just talk to my higher self, and I can just do this, and I can just do this all by myself. I mean, we all get to do it the way we want, right? But that's really foolish to think that you can exist all by yourself, and why should you have to? And sometimes that gets us in a very tricky space when we really do need insight and we really do need guidance. Everything that we have is inside of us, but we don't have to ever feel like we are all alone and that no one can help you, that no one can assist you, and that no one can understand you. You know, sometimes when we're going through these different transitions in our lives, these spiritual upgrades and really sort of just kind of working on ourselves, we feel isolated by the things that we might feel challenged by. And some of these things, quite frankly, we don't want to tell the world what's happening. But what if you knew, not guessed, but you knew that you are not alone, and you had proof of that. You had real proof of that, that you're not alone. And you're working with your spirit guide and you say, hey, I need you to send me a sign to let me know. And all of a sudden, there you are driving down the road and boop, you look up at the billboard and there's your sign. Because they love using billboards. They love using music. Question, and you tell your spirit guide, you go on social media, and your answer comes strolling in front of you. That's not a coincidence. That's not a happenstance. And it's not that our ancestors can't help us. Our ancestors are very, very powerful, and they can assist us. But I want you to know that when you transition to the other side, your consciousness doesn't instantly raise because you transition. Now, what will happen is your ego won't go with you. You don't need an ego in the spirit realm. You don't need an ego. But your consciousness does not immediately transcend itself. You don't be that uncle that was a drunk sitting on a corner that didn't know nothing, and all of a sudden you transition and you become a master and you got the answers to everything in the universe. It doesn't work that way. Our ancestors can assist us with so much, especially when it comes to matters of our hearts and relationships and things like that. Our ancestors are excellent at that. And a lot of other things that they can definitely assist us with as well. I just want you to know, in addition to having your ancestors, because let's face it, some of you were born into families that you don't really have good relationships with all your ancestors. And even though you saying, I'll shade to the ancestors, some of you would go running the other way if you've seen one of your ancestors. And that's just hashtag facts. And there are many other pantheons that you can work with. I can tell you, for me personally, working with spirit guides, which I have been doing for a long time, well, I can't say long time, but I've been doing it for about 10 years, working with spirit guides. They are certainly a joy, and it has been so helpful to be able to know that I am not alone. And if you are really working with your spirit guides, which in essence will really help you work with yourself, it will keep you present. So all of this getting out of your head and this overthinking, you're not going to be doing that, because you have to be present in the moment and you have to be checking in with yourself in order for you to catch those signs and symbols in real time. And that's the number one thing that spirit guides told me in 2022 that will really, really help you connect with your spirit guide. You got to be present. You can't be thinking about 10 years ago, and you can't be thinking about what you're going to do in 2028. You can't be there. You have to be present, and you have to be fully aware of you, of who you are. You have to be aware of you. You guys constantly should be feeling energy run through your body, not walking around like you're a cerebral, your brain, and the only feelings you can feel is what is in your head. You should feel your energy moving through your body all the time. If I don't feel energy moving through my body, I instantly stop what I'm doing. Something's not right. You should feel energy all the time. You should be able to be so in tune with you that when you breathe, you can feel the blood moving through your body. But that requires you to be present. You have to be present to do that. You have to check in with you to do that. Not check in with your mind. You have to check in. This is a whole body experience. And so the other thing that the guides wanted me to remind you guys of before we go to the phone lines and we start talking about these spirit guides is you have to make a commitment, a total commitment. We play so many games with ourselves, and we wondered why Hollywood can run rampant with all of the stories they tell, you know? We want to know why the news media can tell, which is the television, can tell lies through vision, because we're playing so many mind games with ourselves, wanting to be everything but who we are. It's more interesting to be outside of our body than to be inside with ourselves. And this is causing so much mental disturbance on the planet. Like, this is real talk. You guys know a couple of years ago, we went real hard on this. And I told you all, mental disturbance was going to be the number one affliction. So when you hear this statement, and I don't remember who made this, the mind is all, it's letting you know the mind is limitless. It has no limits. So you have to be a no-limit soldier. And you have to make sure that your mind is not taking you somewhere that you don't need to be. The mind is magnificent and it's fantastic, but it should never be your leader. You remember the movie, Take Me to Your Leader? You taking him to your mind? So, you have to be totally committed. And this is so important at this time. You have to be totally committed to knowing you are not just human. And I'm not saying that's always easy. Because when some shit happens, it's like we want to become human again. And we forget that we are spirit. And we have a soul. And that soul is a part of the divine source. It is the reflection of the divine. It is the reflection of the one. It's a reflection of God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. We forget that. It's like somewhere it just floats out of our mind. And we become helpless. And we go back to being human. In fact, I've heard so many people say it. Well, you know, I'm human too. That's only a part of who you are. You're a spirit that has a soul. And that soul is connected to the divine. And you cannot forget that. And this is what our spirit guides are saying. We need to be committed to knowing we are not just human. We are not just human, not at all. You guys know what I say. The best advice, stay out of your head and stay out of your heart. These are the two places that will get you in trouble. You will never find the answers you're looking for in those two places. It can't come from there. Allow your heart to do what it does. It can't do that if you are blocking it with all of your gunk you're bringing in it. And your mind, remember, it's limitless, and it will take you on a fantastic voyage to nowhere. Yeah, to nowhere. You don't want to be in there. You don't. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, but on the 25th, I'll talk about the 25th, this is a celebration day of the goddess of the underworld. So I want to give some special shouts out to some goddesses, and it would be really, really cool for those of you who are new to this, or even for those of you who work with this energy, to really dive in and start working with the goddess Oya. Working with Mama Bridget, working with the goddess Rihanna, and working with the goddess Sheena. Now, tomorrow, as we roll our energy, and some of you are already there, into the energy of the 26th, this is the day for the goddess Nut. And the Egyptian mythology, the sky goddess, the goddess Nut. This is her day, the goddess of healing and fertility. And it's a powerful time, not only to begin to start working with your spirit guides. Ultimately, working with your spirit guides is going to put you in perfect alignment so you can connect with your insight, your intuition, stay connected with the divine, keep you grounded, and keep you present. And keep you present in the moment. You will have access to all of your internal technology, which is greater than any other technology, right? And also your internal power. That's real empowerment, when you can be present in the moment. And when you can really see that you are creating your life. You are creating your life. That things are not just happening to you, you know, but to know that life is happening for you. And even if you don't have all the answers, you know that there is an unfoldment of why that is unfolding. A lot of things that maybe sometimes we think was not good for us at the moment, right, turned out to be the best thing that ever happened to us. So remember that. Well, I just kind of wanted to cover some of that about spirit guides before we get ready to get on the phone. So I'm going to get ready to get to you guys and get on the phone so we can talk about spirit guides. We can talk about how many spirit guides you have. Oh, wait. I had something else for you guys. I have something else. Yeah. Okay. I got it right here in my notes. I got it. So we ready to go to the phone lines? Let's go to the phone lines. Whoa, look at you and look at you and look at you. Y'all are on these phone lines. I'm going to jump around. Let me see where Spirit wants me to go. Let's see. Okay, if I can write here. Okay, let's see. All right, let's go to the caller calling in from area code 9178. 9178, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 9178, going once, going twice, gone. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 2528, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Hello, my name is Marcel. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
You about to give us your work information? Who you with?
Right, I just got off work.
That was cute. You said it, and I'm with who you with? Oh, I love it. And you said your name is Marcel?
Yes.
Okay, greetings, Marcel. Is this your first time calling in?
No, about my third, but it was more on Clubhouse than on YouTube.
Okay, more on Clubhouse. Okay, well, good to have you here. And did you have a question? I know you have a question, but tell me what I want to hear you ask the question. Yeah.
I was wondering if you know how many spirit guides I had, and just if you can see what's coming up for me, like, in the next coming months.
Total number of spirit guides you have is 18.
Jesus.
18 spirit guides. And whenever 18 spirit guides come up for you, it's a couple of things that is happening. It's a couple of things. You know, 8 plus 1 equals 9, but when you have 18 spirit guides, they're here to help you do a few things. Number one, they really, really want you to become more self-aware. And you've been working on that for a while, because one of the things that is so true about you, Marcel, is that you are an innovator. And anything that you do, you sort of kind of take it to a new level. And, you know, you really kind of bust up these old paradigms. So if someone says, well, we've always done it like that, you say, well, here's a new way to do it, and it's a lot shorter.
Exactly.
Yep. So that is there. And the other thing is with this this 8, when you have these two 18 together, they're really here to help you with this, and that is for you to bring more wisdom into your life, like to really make sure you are relying on wisdom, you know. And if you didn't hear that show that we did, me and Brother Bilal, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it, but for you to tap more into wisdom and to step up and be a leader.
Okay.
First, in your own life, but be a leader. You kind of like hiding out in the shadows, even though you know you're the leader. You're hiding in the shadows, but then you're talking shit on the side. Like, if it was me and I was doing it, I'd have been like this. Well, you need to step up and you need to be the leader. You need to do that. And then also these 18 spirit guides are here to help you because you carry a lot of worry about money. You worry about money. Yeah, you worry about money. And money is, let me tell you one of the things, the source of money. When you are not organized, when you are not listening to wisdom, and when you are not being the leader in your life, you're going to have money issues. Not only money issues, you become very rebellious, passive aggressive. So you got 18 spirit guides that you can begin to start working with. And one of your spirit guides who's coming up front used to own a junkyard where cars and decomp, you know, people, you know what a junkyard is, where you just throw junk, right? And he used to be in the junkyard. And one of the things that he realized from all those years of working in a junkyard is that people got rid of things that they were angry with, that they had a very emotional attachment to the things they would junk. And his company would go throughout the city and they would find things that people would put on the side of the road or, you know, just kind of drop off. And he realized that people didn't bring things to the junkyard unless they really was angry with it.
Mm.
And so it's no longer needed. And when I say junk, it's not just going to be physical things that we're talking about, Marcel. I want you to think about things that are outdated in your life. You have some outdated ideas, outdated feelings, and this is a big one. You got outdated habits in your life. You need to get rid of
them. I definitely do.
Of it. And then lastly, of course, you know this one. You've got to get rid of those outdated relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you got to get rid of some of this emotional life junk. You got to get rid of it as well as some physical junk. I see some things you need to get rid of too. Yeah. It's a few things that you need to get rid of. Yeah. Yeah. But there you go. You have 18 spirit guides that you can begin to start working with them. And one of the best ways is definitely to ask them to show up in your dreams. Really give them a particular task. Know that it may not just manifest in 24 hours. Sometimes it will. But just to say, hey, you know, here's an area of my life I want to work on, and I need you to send me a sign. Like, what would be the next step? Let me know it's you. It's coming from my spirit guide. So when you begin to ask a question or to say something, you'll know. You're going to know when it hits you. When that hits you, you can go ahead and acknowledge, oh, wow, this is from my spirit guide. This is from my spirit guide. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right? All right. Well, have fun working with those 18 spirit guides, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 4422. Ooh, look at them numbers. 4422, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, my name is Adrian, and I'm calling from Cali. Nice to talk to you, Miss Blue.
Nice to talk to you, too, Adria. Is it Adria or Adrian?
Adrian.
Adrian. Greetings, Adrian. This your first time calling in?
Yes, it is.
Ooh, okay. So the total number of spirit guides that you have is 2.
Okay.
You got 2 spirit guides. It takes 2 to make a bingo, right? Yeah, it takes 2. And out of your 2 spirit guides, 1 is a man and 1 is a woman. And the spirit guide that's stepping forward is the woman. She's coming forward. And she's really here to help you with your business.
Okay.
You work? Business?
I'm starting a new career.
So this is why she's here to help you with this. And what she is here to really help you with is to help you with your thinking process.
I need help with that.
Yes. Your thinking process and even how to organize your thoughts so that you can become more self-confident. Because for whatever reason, you got this job and now you think you can't do it.
Yes.
So you want to talk to us about where is this thought of maybe you can't do it coming up from?
Maybe not so much as not being able to do it as, well, I guess, yeah, not being able to do it. Because it's just new. It's something like way out of my element or way out of the career that I was doing before and just allowing myself.
Yeah, and this is one of the reasons why your spirit guide stepped forward. And interesting enough, she's a woman, but I don't want to get into your mommy issues and you don't like women telling you what to do. And I'm sure this is why the woman, she's the one stepping forward to really show you that you can do this, that you can really do this. Even though you haven't done this before, you haven't done this. You haven't done this before, so that you can do this. You really can, and it's about the process of how you're thinking about it, and to really help you get out of this sort of negative thinking about this, and recognizing, of course, you can do this, or you would have never gotten the job. Although I don't know if I see you staying here long. But that's just me.
I
don't know
that too. It's a start to where I'm going to be at.
Yeah, I don't think I see you staying here long. I really see, and of course I suck with time. I feel like down the road, you're going to get another offer because there was something you applied for, but they picked someone else. And I feel like that company is going to come back around down the road and offer you a position there. So meanwhile, be grateful, be thankful, work with your 2 spirit guides because she's really going to help you with your self-confidence and really knowing that you can do this. This is just a matter of you thinking and to take the time. You got to start putting in the work to go over a lot of these things yourself. Don't wait for them to be your teacher. You initiate your own leadership and your own sort of kind of learning, right? And start organizing yourself now. That's how you're going to stay ahead of the game. But if you're waiting for them to train you, them to teach you, and you do nothing on your own, you're really, it's going to be frustrating. And that's why you have these 2 spirit guides that are here to really help you, help you with this. And that two, anytime two spirit guides are coming, it is here to teach you to learn how to cooperate. That's one. And to be able to work as a team. You're not a team player. I love you, but you ain't a team player.
I'm sorry.
You have to learn how to let other people help you and be willing to help other people. You've got to learn how to be a team player. You have to. It's critical for you. And that, too, also speaks to wisdom. So all of these mommy issues you got, listen, I hope you come into the workshop. You need to let that go. You need to forgive that and let that go. It is blocking you from your intuition. Yeah. Okay. But you got this.
I understand that so much that thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And thank you so much for calling in and congratulations. Enjoy it while you're there. Enjoy it. And know you got this. Stop second-guessing yourself. You would have never got the position if you couldn't do it. Not only can you do it, you can do it very well. So don't worry about it.
Thank
just
you.
Put that work
I'm
in.
I'm glad to share it.
You're
really
welcome. Thanks for calling me.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye. Let's go to, that was pretty cool. Two spirit guides. I love it. Let's go to 7866. 7866, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Ms. Blue, it's Justin with an I.
Hey, Justin with an I. Hey, Jeff, how are you? You want to tell everybody where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm in L.A.
You're in L.A. You want me to ring the bell for you, Justin?
Go ahead. I was in there.
All right. So greetings to you, Justin. Tell us your question. Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to check on my spirit guide and see which one is coming forward because I feel a lot of energy going on.
You feel a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Justin. Ooh. All right, you have 23 spirit guides.
No.
Mm-hmm. 23 spirit guides. Mm-hmm. 23 spirit guides. Whenever, 23, very powerful, powerful number in numerology, the royal star of the lion number. It has a lot of numbers, but 2 plus 2 plus 3 equals 5. So this is about lots of changes that are happening with you. And let me ask you, how have you been feeling lately?
I've been feeling that, like a lot of changes. I just went out of town for work. And for 2 months, and I just got back.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like everything in my apartment, like when I got back, I didn't even recognize my apartment. So it was like everything's different from when I left. So I definitely feel the changes. And it's funny that you talked about the goddess Oya, because I keep getting her signs and her energy and like seeing tornadoes and... So I knew it had something to do with changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And so I'm going to ask you one more time. How are you feeling?
I'm excited. I feel excited.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good feeling. It's not a light, heavy, or bad feeling.
So here's some things that are coming up to the surface for you, and one of your spirit guides is stepping forward, and this spirit guide is a man, and really, he brings with him a lot of this energy, which is what we call the Christ consciousness energy, the Christos energy. And this is representing sort of that God force within. But it's all about unconditional love. It's about healing. It's about attunement. And it's about forgiveness. This is what's bringing itself to the surface to be cleared at this time. This is what's coming to the surface to be cleared. And let me tell you why. First, before I tell you why, I want to give you something.
Okay.
Never do anything out of guilt. It's not good for you, and it's not good for the person you think you're helping. If you're going to give, if you're going to do, make sure you're able to give yourself freely and to give yourself lovingly. That's the only way it can benefit all. Because sacrificing yourself, your peace of mind, your happiness, it doesn't usually benefit no one in the long run. Yeah. So he's really here to help you start a new life. In fact, he tells me you thought about getting rid of everything in your apartment and starting all over again.
Yep.
And guess what? I think that's a wonderful idea because your eyes have been open to seeing something different. Possibilities are endless, and it's nothing wrong. Listen at me really good, Justin. It's nothing wrong with raising your self-value and your standards. Don't let anyone guilt you into thinking that you don't deserve the best in every area of your life. You deserve the best. And that requires you to give the best to everyone and everything in your life. Not out of guilt, but out of love. All right. I think my job is done.
Ten four. Say no more. Yep. I got it.
So you get to work with
it.
All of your spirit guides, three spirit guides. You get to work with all of them and have them assist you in all the things you're doing. And by the way, I don't know if I said this earlier, it doesn't matter the number of the spirit guides. If you have more, that don't mean you got more problems. You know how Jay-Z say, more money, more problems. No. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that at all. There's just a lot of spirit guides that really just want to assist. They're excited for you. They're excited for all the changes and all the things to come. Yeah.
Thank you, Ms. Blue. Thank you. You did it once again.
You're so welcome. Well, thank you as well, Justin, Justin with an I. And also make sure you pay very close attention to your dreams because you are astral traveling all over the place.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. Yeah. All right, Justin. Thanks for calling in. Peace
thank you.
Love.
Love you, Ms. Blue.
Love you, too. Hold the line. Oh, that was so good. Oh, these spirit guides come through, come through, come through. We didn't even have to send an Uber for the spirit guides tonight. They are coming through. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 7652. 7652, you're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 7652, going once, going twice, gone. We're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code 3134. 3134, you're live on Planet Remix.
Can you hear me?
I can now. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Olivia calling from Queens, New York.
Okay, greetings to you, Olivia, calling from Queens. How are you? How is the weather?
Oh, it's good. We had some snow this morning, but it's cold. Yes, I just want to say thank you for everything you do. You're amazing.
Thank you. So let's see what's going on, Miss Olivia. That's one of my neighbor's names, Olivia.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then growing up, of course, Olivia Newton-John. We all know her, right? Okay. So you have 11 spirit guides.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That 11 is a very powerful activation. For 11 spirit guides, out of your 11 spirit guides, I'm going to give you a breakdown. Okay, so five of them are men.
Mm-hmm.
Five of them are women. And one is a 17-year-old boy.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Oh, my goodness. And your spirit guide who comes forward. Is a man. And interesting enough, he owned a funeral home. Well, actually, he didn't own it. His mother's family owned a funeral home, and then as a part of the business, the whole family worked in the funeral home. And his job was to care for the grounds in the cemetery. So I'm picking up a couple of things with you, Olivia. You just had someone recently pass away?
Yeah, my grandma.
Yeah. She's sitting here in the chair with a blanket, a pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what she's holding in her hand. Newspaper. In her hand. Since she came through so strong, because she's just sitting here, and she kind of rocking back and forth, and she's definitely smiling and sending you love. Where did she live? Because I see distance. So where did she live?
I lived with her in Queens, New York.
Okay, so she was living with you, but when she passed away, was she in the hospital?
I don't know. She passed away in her room.
Did she? Were you home?
Yeah.
So So why do I see? Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay. So she was ill before she passed away, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And had a little bit of dementia going on?
Yeah, well, she was really spaced out, but she didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is what she's telling me about the distance. But she did recognize you. It seemed like maybe towards the end, she was kind of in and out. But she recognized you. But she's smiling, and she has a newspaper in her hand. Did your grandmother at any time used to or something?
Not that I know of, but she used to collect newspapers all the time and, like, cut out different articles and put them in a scrapbook.
Oh, this is because she's holding this dang newspaper. I'm like, what? And she's showing me different numbers. So I guess these numbers are the dates of the newspapers. And she says, if you look in that book where she has her newspapers, right, that there are messages for you. If you read those articles from that newspaper, because, you know, I've seen a lot of people and I've talked to a lot of spirits on the other side, but I think, I want to say, Olivia, this is the first time somebody came through holding a newspaper. So this is what happens, because what I do is evidential mediumship. So spirits will always and give me, like, something that maybe means nothing to me, but it's something very close to you. So she wanted you to know this is really her. And she's holding that newspaper, but there are messages in there. If you go back and you read some of those newspaper clippings and read those things, you're going to really, it's going to really help you through this time. But your grandmother loves you dearly. A little bit of issue between her and your, is it your mama's grandmother or your daddy?
This is my dad's mother.
Oh, she didn't really care for your mama, huh?
Oh, no, she loved my mom.
Did they have a little bit of thing going on, though?
No, my parents separated, so I know she was really hurt by that, you know, my mom leaving my dad. But,
oh, well, then
yeah,
that's
but
it.
She always told
Okay. Well, she's letting me know. She kind of frowned her face when she said that. So that's what that is, because your mom left your dad, so she kind of was issues, you know, not hate, but a little issue. You know, little spanky face, like don't bring that up. You know, but just to kind of let you know, and to let you know she loves you and thanks you so much for all the love that you gave her. It really gave her comfort. It really gave her joy to be able to pass this way. Yeah. Yeah, to be around family, because she said one of her greatest fears was to be in a home somewhere where no one knew.
She said would bring that up all the time.
Yeah, she's telling me that that was her greatest fear, is to be there, you know. She did, you know, she was kind of out of it. She was gone before she was gone, if that makes sense. And that's what she wants you to know. So there would have been nothing, you know, it wasn't that you slept too long, because you used to sleep a lot. But it wasn't none of that, she says. It was none of that. It was absolutely, it had nothing to do with that. And she wants you to know her life was complete, you know? Her life was and she did not have any regrets. Her life was complete. So this is why the guy showed up, so he could bring your grandmama through for you. Isn't that special? That is so special. And you have 11 spirit guides. And your grandmother said in the summertime, make sure you pay attention to the butterflies because they're going to be, she's just going to just send them all around you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I send you so much love, and to you and to the whole family as well, too. And get those newspapers, Olivia.
Yeah.
And those clippings, because your grandmother said she left some messages in there for you. So those are going to be some very beautiful messages from your grandmother that you can cherish and remember and have this call to come back to. Because I've seen your grandmother, you can, you know, if your father's open to it and other family members, you can let them hear this. Because I said she's sitting in a chair, she got a blanket, she got a pillow, and she got a news light. You know, so that they know she's around the family and she's around everyone. So just sending so much love. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other questions? Are you good, sweetie? Or you?
Well, if I can, I'd, just because I've been having such a hard time and I just want to know if my spirit guides had any advice for me.
Yeah, well, your spirit guides are right there riding for you, and they're letting you know that you're going to be fine. I see a suitcase. One of them is showing me. Are you thinking about moving?
Yeah, or traveling, just something different.
Yes, I think you should do it. And the other thing your spirit guide is saying and your grandmother is kind of cheering on is really get into, so wait, I don't know if it's cooking or eating food, but you need to get into to cooking and food because you have a real gift there for taste, you know? And I think that would be exciting, and you can take some trips and plan some trips and explore the different types of food and culture and spices and all of these wonderful things and get out and live. And your grandmother is saying, yes, that's what I want for her. I want her to get out of Queens. Get out of Queens, she's saying. Yeah. So. Yeah, that's beautiful.
Okay.
So your spirit guides are there. You can definitely talk with them and, you know, tell them to show up. And your grandmother's right there with you. But this is, they're here to really just help you explore all of these dreams and things that you want to do. Now you have some time to yourself to do it. Go live life. Explore. Yeah. And know your grandmother is cheering you on the whole step of the way, she says, everywhere. Lastly, I'm going to let you go. She says, and rip those sweatpants up.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. What did you say?
She said, rip those sweatpants up. I guess you got some leggings.
Okay.
Yeah, like, go buy you some new.
Wow.
I'm telling you, they can be funny. They can be so hilarious. Yes, she said, tell her to rip them up and go buy a new pair.
Well, okay. I have to now.
I love it, Olivia. Well, there you go, sweetie. Thank you so much, and love to you. Work with your 11 spirit guides, and just keep working with them. Yeah, and know your grandmother is always close. So peace and love.
Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was so funny. Her grandmother was like, no. Tell her to rip them sweatpants up, them leggings. Get rid of them. I love it. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 4438. 4438, you are live on Planet Remix. You about to get the mute, 4438. You'll come back. Let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 8032, you are live on Planet Remix. Please tell us.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. I was excited. I'm sorry.
I'm excited too. Who's on the line?
My name is Tiffany, and I'm calling in from South Carolina.
Oh, greetings to you, Tiffany. I can't even get it out. What part of South Carolina are you?
did you want to say South Cackalacky or?
Yes, that's what I was gonna say, but you know. My mother's family is from there, and they don't really like that when I do that.
Yeah.
I just did it on the phone to one of my cousins. I was like, South Cackalacky. She like, what?
Yeah, I knew that's probably what you wanted to say. So
I really did, but I contained myself, Tiffany. How are you doing?
I guess my question would be, I wanted to know how many spirit guides do I have? And then also, I'm a little different from the previous callers. I don't feel their presence around me. So I just wanted to know or ask them, what can I do to feel more of their presence or feel like I'm not a solo, you know, like I'm not in this world just going, driving things solo, you know?
Okay. And when you say you don't feel their presence, you're talking about your spirit guides?
Yes. Okay.
You got four spirit guides. One of your spirit guides. Let me think. Okay, so total number of spirit guides. No. I don't know what. Okay, so one is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are a man. One is a baby. Pretty interesting. I ain't seen a baby spirit guide in a long time. It's been a minute. So one is a baby. Talk to me about that. Why would you have a baby spirit guide? I mean, I can go be nosy, but you can tell me too.
I'm one of those people, you know, doctors said that I could never get pregnant, and, you know, I tried for a long time, and then I got pregnant. And I carried her to almost like five and a half months.
Uh-huh.
And I lost. And I just, you know, I held resentment for that because I just thought it was like a cruel, like kind of like joke the universe played on me. You know, back when I was just getting into spirituality, I just thought I was like, well, people would tell me, well, you know, that was just a sign that, you know, to say that you could get pregnant. But I was like, I would rather not. You know, have experienced that pain, so.
Right. Well, you have a baby as one of your spirit guides, and that's a really good sign. Like, there is a priestess, one of my priestess, well, actually, it's several of my priestess, two of them, and I'm sure they don't mind I mention their name, Priestess Jasmine and Priestess, oh, she gonna get me. Let me get her name. Whew. I see her face. She's in Belize. Oh, she's going to get me. I can't think of her name right now. Why can't I think? It'll come back to me. But anyway, two of the priestess, it's because I'm in between worlds here, they have babies around them all the time, especially Priestess Jasmine. And also, gosh, why can't I don't know why I can't pull her name up, but it's going to come up in a minute. But anyway, Priestess Kay, thank you, Priestess Erica. Woo! That was a stretch. Let me bring myself back to earth for a minute. I got to kind of stay in and out. So, and Priestess Kay, yeah, both of them have babies around them all the time, like all the time. So one of your spirit guides is actually a baby. Now, the spirit guide that is coming forth, that's the spirit guide that's stepping forward. And when a spirit guide steps forward, that is an indication that that particular spirit guide wants to work with you right now, right? So the rest of them want to work with you too, and you can call them in. But this particular spirit guide, she's coming forward. And real interesting, what she was is she was a medical doctor. She was a medical doctor.
I'm sorry. I work in the medical field. I work in the hospital, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
You can't make this shit up. Like, you can't make this up. Like, really? You can't make it up, right? But check this out.
Okay.
She was a medical doctor, and her specialty was lungs, anything dealing with breathing, asthma. She worked primarily with people with lung issues, with issues dealing with the breath, with breathing. And she realized even if a patient was coming, if they had, OPCD or whatever that's called, or if they had asthma, or if they had some sort of obstruction, you know, going on with their heart and they couldn't breathe, you know, she really loved working with the lungs and the breath because, of course, you know, every time you breathe, that's life. You're living, you know. If you stop breathing, it's kind of hard to have life that is there. But she also figured out something in her practice. And whenever someone was coming to her, because she was a specialist, and any time they came and they struggled with any issue that would affect their breathing, that had something to do with their lungs, she knew that they were carrying some sort of grief. They were holding on to grief in their heart. And this is where she would help them to really allow them and encourage them, importance to allow themselves to grieve and not repress their grief. And get this, it wasn't just grief over maybe a loss of a loved one or, in your case, you know, having a miscarriage. It was grief over relationships, grief over family issues. It was grief over potential, like maybe you set out to be a nurse but couldn't pass nursing school, so you had to settle for something else, and you were carrying that grief.
It's so funny you said that, Ms. Boo, because I wanted to be a medical doctor, but I got in the way and, you know, everything, so I do feel almost a sense of, like, not being good enough. You know what I mean? So when you correlate her with what she's saying, letting go of that, that's...
Listen.
Wow.
You can't make this up. I couldn't make this shit up. I don't care how good I am. You can't make it up. This is why I love the work so much, because it is so transforming, and it's so... it's such a... I could hear the confirmation in your spirit of everything I was saying, from the number of spirit guides to the baby to her being a doctor, working with grief, and everything that you have going on now. So she's here to really help you past this point in your life so you can finally break through and really recognize your magnificence because you've never felt your greatness. Other people have witnessed it. You kind of swished it away like it wasn't a big deal. You really couldn't see what they saw. But she's here to really help you because you're on that quest to really be able to see yourself for who you truly are. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Like, that changed a whole lot. That just changed a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I just need something. You know, I just need, I'm one of those people that just need a word. I need a song, a voice, a something.
Yeah, we all do. And you have given that to so many people. Why wouldn't you be able to get it yourself? This is where people come to Planet Remix because many of us, we are in service to so many people in our lives. But you deserve that too. You understand? You deserve to have a support system as well too. You deserve for somebody to be able to give you confirmation and to help you be at ease. And when things are confusing, to get your clarity and to be able to bounce ideas off of what you're going through and to be able to share that with like minds as well.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm glad I called in tonight. I actually worked tonight. I was rushing, and I'm actually calling from like a Wi-Fi number because my phone wouldn't let me get through. And I said to myself, oh, I have to do it. Like, because
there you go. We'll work with your cord.
I got to get to the Wi-Fi right now.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you are amazing at channeling energy. So here's what I want you to do so you can get out of your own way, get out of your mind, get out of your heart. I want you to write your question with your writing hand, your dominant hand. And I want you to sit for a minute, drop down. You can say a prayer or you can just set an intention. And then you can ask your guide to give you the answer and write the answer with the opposite hand.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Well, there you go. And just confirmation from every angle. I mean, this was amazing. This was beautiful. Like, we can stop here. No.
Yes.
I know everybody.
Are you sending me about the workshop? Are you sending my email about the workshop? So I'm looking forward to that as well. But thank you.
Well,
I appreciate
beautiful. Yes, that would be so perfect. So peace and love to you, Tiffany. Enjoy your night at work and know that your spirit guide, who's a doctor, she's right there with you. So you can start asking her questions and she's going to shoot them back to you.
All righty. Thank you.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line. Oh, wow. That was so good, you guys. I love it, especially when we do these shows about spirit guides and really knowing that we are not alone, you know? Like, I literally can hear them. I can see them, I can feel them, and I can hear their messages that are for each and every single one of you. So it truly is an honor. And I love it. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 3473. You're live on Planet Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you come from.
Peace and light, Ms. Lou. This is Taiki, and I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay. What's your name again? Say it one more time.
It's Taiki.
Taiki?
Yes. You know me as Ty.
Oh, okay. You don't want to see the phonics I wrote down for that.
It's
Hi,
really,
Ty.
It's phonetically how you say it. Hi, how are you?
I am good. I'm so sorry. I'm over here, Ty.
That is actually my full name. Excuse my voice. I have like a sinus infection, so excuse me if I sound a little different. I wanted to say a few things to you. First, I wanted to say love and light to you. Brother Bilal and the Planet Remix family. And I really want to thank you, and I say this all the time, even in my comments, for pouring into us. The last show for What's Next in Love, it was so powerful. I listen, I go on YouTube, you know, and I research and I listen to you. And, of course, a lot of times I'm online with you live. And it was something that was so strong. It was so spiritually and socially powerful in that message. And it just really made me appreciate and understand the wisdom that you and Brother Bilal put forth in this work that you're doing. So I wanted to just acknowledge you guys and give you accolades for that, because it's really a beautiful journey, and it's safe, it's honest, it's truth. And these themes that you give us, spirituality, connection, understanding, insight, intuition, guidance, those things can never be taken from you. And for me, it has allowed me to continuously just build upon my existing self. And I don't have it all figured out, but I'm confident in the space that I do have that is helping me evolve into a better person. And I just want to say thank you for that.
Oh, wow. Thank you. You're going to make me cry. That was so beautiful. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And we thank you. We really do, you know. We truly know that anyone who is connected to Planet Remix, whether they bump into it, whether they hear about it, someone tells them about it, is truly a part of our soul family. And it's amazing because we get a chance to see our reflection in each one of you guys. And that is, you know, that's what the work is about, you know. You know, we love it so much. And then to have so many amazing souls like yourself and others to be able to work with, it just doesn't get any better, you know. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. That's so beautiful.
I am ready to find out my spirit guides and all the other information that comes with it.
Okay. So total number of spirit guides. When 21 spirit guides come, they are here to really show you in-depth, detailed of your understanding. And it also speaks to the energy of wisdom. And, you know, when you first came on, you know, normally as soon as someone comes on, they go, oh, you know, I got my throat and my eyes. I'll say, oh, you're not speaking your truth. It's your throat chakra. But I was just sitting here, Ty, and I was kind of like reading and just kind of going through your energy. And what's happening is you're actually going through an upgrade. And the upgrade is in wisdom. So this is about wisdom upgrading, like your level of wisdom is upgrading within you. You're going through a massive, almost a complete overhaul of wisdom.
I accept and receive. I totally trust and believe. You know, we spoke a little before the Thanksgiving holiday, and, you know, briefly we spoke about my transitioning and so forth. And it's been a graceful period, right? It has allowed me to actually harness a part of me that I haven't nurtured and that I haven't been able to honestly live in because I've held so much space for so many people and, you know, it hasn't been reciprocated, and not that I'm asking for it, but the way things have played out, it continuously have shown me that my purpose here for being born, I'm five of six, and I was, you know, I almost passed away as a baby and so forth, and I feel things. I can't explain it. I feel. I'm a feeler. I know that.
Yeah.
And it was odd for me growing up because I was, you know, I was different. I'm not going to say I was kind of different. I was different. And
yeah.
I was connected to and experienced different spiritual upbringing and faith and spirituality of different
yes.
religions or faith of people. So it was different because hey, and feel things that other people couldn't. And I didn't
yeah.
know, being number five of six, you know, I've always got the butt end of everything. So I kind of withdrawn from myself. And
yeah.
Within these past few years, I have been intentionally working on being more loving, caring, trusting, and accepting of myself, right? Because I can trust, I believe people are good. I don't know why, I don't think that people
yeah.
are bad. I just
right.
don't have that kind of perception of people.
That's
but,
right.
That's not always the truth.
That's right. That's right. We know that. We know that. But
it's
we also know.
Me.
Yeah. Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Finish.
It's just caused me to second guess myself. And even
yeah.
though I feel it in my gut, you know,
mm-hmm.
I've learned to take on this almost doubt or doubt of what I'm really feeling. Is it in my intuition, or is it me? And you said something earlier, don't live out of your heart and your mind. And that
yeah.
was a powerful point because it resonated right to my core. And I've been doing that for so long. And rather be for other people and not necessarily for myself, it just struck a chord with me. And I said, you know, that's where some of these problems lie.
Yeah.
Because everybody
yeah.
doesn't have the same heart nor
that's
the
right.
same mind.
And
yeah. you can allow people that you have been born into to cloud or even still your energy. And it can be family.
Yeah.
And it can be loved ones. So when you said that, it just, I knew, like, that's where some of this lies for me.
Yeah, yeah. And very well said, and thank you for, you know, sharing that. And it's true, we have to, the reason we want to get out of our heart, we're in there. If we're standing
mm-hmm.
in our heart. See, we came to the planet, and all of us here, mostly all of us, 90% of us, and I'll say that, we're old souls. We already know
mm-hmm.
about how to love, how to be compassionate, how to care for each other. And when we start getting in our hearts, what happens is we start overcompensating and questioning,
mm-hmm.
and the mind takes over and starts to create emotions and feelings. And so that causes
mm-hmm.
us not to trust our insight, our intuition, what's
mm-hmm.
coming in from the divine. And we start mm-hmm. to second guess ourselves. And we start to do mm-hmm. things that feels only good, but maybe not be what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason, get out of the heart and hang out in a different part of your body. So the heart can do what it needs to do, and then the mind can do the efficient job that it needs to do. And those two coming together can activate the super consciousness, the higher self. Beautiful pantheon tie of spirit guides, a total of 21. One of your spirit guides that's going to come forward is a male, and even though he is grown and he is 52 years old, he is here to share his life story with you because he grew up in an orphanage and had no connection to his mother, to his father, if he had brothers or sisters, and really didn't know much about where he came from. So most of his life, he grew up feeling totally abandoned. Totally abandoned. He felt very isolated and very alone, and thought, how could his whole family just forget about him? From a child to growing up. And he completely felt like he was just so, like he was almost snatched out of the world. And he would often sit and look out the window. And he started to feel guilty, as if something about him as a child, as a baby, caused this. And he had all of these questions about who he was. Until in the orphanage, one of the women working in the orphanage, she was a nun, she really took to him. Because in most cases, he would play by himself, he would be by himself, and, you know, they would try to get him to interact with the kids, and, you know, he didn't, because he was consumed with this thought of how could a mother, a father, a whole family just leave a child, just leave him. Matter of fact, he found his birth story after he got older, and he was placed by the dumpster, left. He grew up and realized when it was time and he was old enough that he could leave the orphanage and go out and discover this big thing we called life, that when he left, he kept missing home. And he kept saying, but I don't have a home. How am I missing home? But he realized the orphanage, but not in the way he thought. It wasn't for him to go back there. But what he ended up doing was he opened up a foster home for children. And he had them come and stay with him. And he gave them all the love and all the care that they needed. Question. You're a highly intuitive sister. Why do you think out of 21 spirit guides, he would step forward for you? You got 21 of them.
He marries. He marries me. He marries and he wants to send a message to me, which I already know. And that love, it's so ironic. I don't have an orphanage, but I love people, and I always try to encourage them, kind word, give a positive thought, or give them something to think about to help them better themselves in any situation that they may be going through. It's almost like me talking to me. And him being a male, my father's story is very similar to his with the relationship that he and his mother had. And it caused a lot of trauma for him. And he was a great man, you know, despite all. But he helped raise us, my brothers and sisters.
Wow.
So, yeah. I totally understand it.
I love that. Like, it's always a connection there, right? And so I love that for that being your spirit guide. And then I want to give you a homework assignment. Like, you've been thinking about it anyway. But I want to kind of give you a homework assignment. I kind of want to give you something to look into. And I really want you to see if you can get together who are in a shelter, or maybe women who just don't have nowhere to stay, and really go and share all of this knowledge and wisdom you got with them.
Maybe last Thursday, I met with a gentleman and we were talking about different things here in Charlotte and opportunities, and he sits on different boards or whatever. So one board he said was preservation. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's nice. And he said, and then I sit on another board and it's pretty much for homeless people. So this assignment, and I said to him, I want to be more with the people. I don't know if I want to necessarily preserve land or flowers. I feel like I want to be more with the people. So this assignment is confirmation to what I said on Thursday, and I will be sure to do that.
Yeah, it's going to be life-changing. And that's really eventually open you up to some of the things you've been kind of here and there flirting with. You know, you've thought about maybe adopting another child and just, yeah. So, you know, these things don't happen by accident. So I've been doing this long enough to know, no coincidences.
None.
You're showing up at this time, and how amazing and beautiful that is. I'm so excited for you. But know that your calibration, normally sinuses, right? A lot of times it depends if the way the energy is moving, like that would be something in your life that's irritating you, that's upsetting you. I'm not really getting that from your sinuses. I'm really getting that what's happening is you are recalibrating and your clairsentience is coming on. The senses are coming online. And so you already have, you know, the sense of feel, but this is going to bring really more of the sensories online. So you're becoming more clairaudience, where you can hear and feel, and you know, so don't be surprised if your spidey senses don't go from 0 to 100. And you know, you realize that you're walking in your house like you normally do, and all of a sudden if you bump into the wall, you find yourself screaming ouch because you feel it even more intense. It's because of that. So you know, or if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can hear people talking, that's about 6 or 7 houses up from yours. Your senses are coming online.
Absolutely. Yeah. I am looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it.
Oh, that is so exciting. It's so exciting. And thank you so much for calling in. And you got 21 spirit guides. Well, wait. No, you don't have 21. I'm thinking of the other sister. You got 4. No, you got 21 spirit guides.
Yes.
21 spirit guides that are with you. And very powerful one. And so the gentleman that came forward definitely can help you navigate those waters and do some incredible things as well too. Yeah, or continue to do incredible things, I should say. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. I'm going to let you go for the other callers. I have one quick question that I heard you saying for us to actually access our spirit guides and talk to them and ask them for their guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I really want to get better at. And,
okay.
By doing that, it's just simply calling on them and asking them. Okay.
Yep, calling on them, giving them tasks to do. If it's something you want to know, you got 21. So, you know, you can say, listen, I really want to know that my spirit guides are around me. And here's one of the things that I really need to get some insight on. And can you guys send me some signs and symbols today? And nudge me when it's time to recognize them. And once you do, you're going to get a feel because you're going to kind of be in awe for a minute. It's almost like you're stung and you're like, that really was a sign. You'll find yourself repeating that. And at that moment, I want you to just kind of sit with yourself for a moment, and you can give that spirit guide a name. They don't care what you call them. But whatever it is, you could say, this is my help me through today spirit guide. So you can start out like that, and then eventually you may have a name. This is Joyce. Oh, I know when Joyce is coming through, you'll know. So look for things, everything from strolling on, if you ask the question and you're strolling about what you asked and all of a sudden you've been on your phone, you've been on the gram and never seen something and boop, you think, where'd this come from? Don't dismiss it. It's there. If you're thinking about something and you need the answer and you get in your car and cut on the radio and the song sings the answer,
yes,
don't dismiss it. That's your spirit guides coming through. And tell them to show up in your dreams. They love to show up in your dreams, but wait, let me tell you another place they love showing up at. But they don't care about us not having clothes on in the shower. Oh, they'll talk to you all day in the shower. And the water relaxes you so that you can get out of your mind and hear them clear, like in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they love those. They love when we're cooking, when we're driving, like those kind of quiet places when our mind is not overly active, when we're working out. I'd be on the treadmill. They'd be trying to give me a list. I'm like, look. I'm trying to make it.
Yes, I need a little 3 more minutes.
That's right. Hit me up when I'm done.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, it's funny when I think about orphanage, and I recently started teaching. And it's just connecting. Like, it's just.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah. Wow. Oh, my goodness. You can't make this up.
You.
I'm telling you, like, this is the best. Like, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Thank you so much. So much.
You're
love,
so much.
Peace, positivity, protection, and guidance to you and Brother Bilal, the family, the planet women's family, just We all right. We got this, guys. It's all
yeah.
turn, remember.
That's right. That's it. Oh, wow.
Thank you as well,
Ty. And I did get your emails. Look, I'm running a little late, y'all. Y'all know me, but I'm working on it.
That's fine. When it comes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Yeah. How beautiful was that? How are we doing, everybody? How are we doing? It is so amazing just to hear these stories and to hear them about our spirit guides and to know, I mean, think about all of the stories. Think about everyone who came on the line and their spirit guides came through. The different things they had going on in their lives at the time and how the spirit guides are right in alignment with them. And that's the same for everybody here tonight. The spirit guides are right in alignment with you. And you can even, if you go to sleep tonight, you can tell your spirit guides, look, I want you to show up in my dreams. I want you to show up in my dream and, you know, really give me a sign. You know, give me a sign to let me know to us. And your spirit guides will definitely, they'll do that. They'll show up for you. And they will let you know that that they are right there with you. Right there with you. Absolutely. So you don't have to worry about that. Well, listen, this is going to do it for me.
Grammarly,
one of the
things,
helps
you work more efficiently.
Leave it to YouTube to do something goofy. But I want you all to do me a favor. Listen, go back when the show is posted here and on YouTube. First of all, like and subscribe if you have not. But I want you to put your top three takeaways in details. And maybe we'll give a prize, because you know what I have? I have some special gold coins. And I'm just thinking, giveaway, because I'm just feeling all of this love for all of you guys. And maybe we'll do something special with that. But I would love for you to come back once the show is posted and put your top three takeaways. And if you were one of the people who called in tonight and your spirit guide came through, it would be great for you to sort of summarize how that was so connected to you and what you have going on. And it's a way that we can go back and we can reflect, you know. It's like, you know, we can use our Blue Room and YouTube and the comments here as sort of our digital journal of our reflection of Planet Remix. I love that. This will be our official digital journal until Brother Bilal comes on. And of course, he's going to say something crazy. But for now, we'll see if we can get Brother Bilal on board. If you guys do a lot of those notes and leave them in the comments, then we will make this our official digital journal for Planet Remix, right? And then maybe we can do a special giveaway as well. I know the comments are turned off for right now, but don't worry. In a few minutes after the show is over, if you come back, the comments will be turned on. That's only because we have to work out some legalities with some of these celebrities and their music. And Ms. Blue got to go on and hit them up and say, look, can you go on and clear us so we can play your music? And once I get that clearing, and then the show will come back up. So I want us to do that. I think that would be really cool. If you guys are for that, then I'm going to know. So by the time we wake up in the morning and we come back and we listen to the share, we'll see that. So I want to say thank you to all of you. Know your spirit guides, like, listen. Stadium. It's a packed house up in here with all of them. So I love you all, and remember, go back, your top three takeaways, details, and and share all the things you want. And if you know someone that really could just use this little bit of confirmation or really just needs something to sort of uplift their spirits, you know, pass Planet Remix on. And don't forget to like and subscribe. All right? All right. So, let's see here. Are we hearing anything? What's going on? Oh, there she goes. There she goes. Come on, Planet Remix. We gotta work.
Join me at dessert. Nothing to have you lurking. You make it like nothing to like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the right. Nobody touched me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are the reason. You took my heart, all my keys, and my passion. You took my heart, I'ma leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. But I wake up and had nothing wrong. Just get ready to work, 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 work. You see me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me da, 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 da. There's something about that work, 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 work. Na-na-na-na-na-na. When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na-na. Before the table, turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. I mean, who am I to hold your best against you? I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this through. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel wah, 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 wah. It's me, I feel wah, 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 wah. It's me, it's me, da, 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 da. Something about that wah, 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 wah. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cat from my ta, 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 ta.
Yeah. Okay, you need to get done, 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 done. At work, come over. We just need to slow the motion. Don't get it away to no one. Long distance, I need you. When I see potential, I just gotta see it through. If you had a twin, I would still choose you. I don't wanna rush into it if it's too soon. But I know you need to get done, 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 done. If you come over, sorry if I'm way less friendly. I got niggas trying to end me. Oh, yeah. I spilled all my emotions tonight, I'm sorry. Rolling, 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 rolling. How many more shots until you're rolling? We just need a face-to-face. You could pick the time and the place. You spent some time away. Now you need to forward and give me all the work, 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 work.
It's me, I feel work, 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 work. You see me doing my da, 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 da. Something about that work, 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 work. When you walk out, la, 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 la. When the cat from my da, 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 da.
Work, 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 work.
Peace and love. Ciao.